You know, it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. Hold on, I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This day is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com for soulful music, news, and talk. So thank you so much for joining me on this Wednesday evening. Yes, we're on a new night, new time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you tell everybody about us because we have a great show. At least I think so. And I hope you guys think so because otherwise you wouldn't be listening. So make certain you tell your friends about us. We are on the air each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. You can check us out on rocktheflow.com. You can also listen at tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Now, here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, in a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes, just sometimes, dating can be a little ugly. So do me a favor, a huge favor, yes, run over to the website. Don't walk, but run to the website, thisdateisover.com. Check out all of our bad date stories in our blog. And actually, it's Wednesday, which means the blog was released. So check out our latest blog, which is called Not Interested. Check it out. Let me know what you guys think. That's once again, it's thisdateisover.com. Check it out. Also, keep in mind that we do have a great event coming up. This Date Is Over LLC has partnered with 4CarPayDM LLC, and we're putting together a Halloween day trip. Yes, do it for the vine. We are going to get together on Saturday, October 25th, put on our costumes 25th, so make certain you get your tickets. Go to forthevine.eventbrite.com. That's forthevine.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets because, we don't want this stuff to sell out and you miss the bus because we're going to board the bus at New Carrollton Metro Station. Go to Miracle Valley Vineyard in Delaplaine, Virginia, and we're going to get wind up, you know? Wind me down because I love me some wine. I'm not a wine connoisseur by any stretch of the imagination, but I do like me some wine, so make certain you join me for some wine at the Halloween day trip. Once again, the website is forthevine.eventbrite.com. Also, keep in mind that you can check us out on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're at Date Is Over, at Date Is Over on Instagram and Twitter. And also Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So there's no reason, no excuse why you cannot find me or anything thisdateisover.com related, because we are everywhere on social media. Well, tonight we're discussing thirst. Yes, thirst. We hear it all the time. It's a lot of ladies and gents using the term thirst. They're saying everybody's thirsty, blah, blah, blah. I don't know about y'all, but I am sick and tired of hearing the term thirsty. It's getting on my last damn nerves. So we're talking about thirst tonight. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now we got a special guest that's going to join us a little bit later on this evening. But once again, tell your friends, check us out. Let them know right now. I'm going to give y'all time to listen in. Go to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. You can listen to us online or on a mobile device. It doesn't matter. Just check out that website, tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Now, before I get into tonight's topic, talking about the thirst, because, yeah, it's a lot of thirst stuff going on. You know, what is thirst? Tell me about it. What's your definition of thirst? What are some thirst traps? All that stuff we are going to discuss tonight on The Flow. Once again, the number is 301-560-6992, 301 560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And once again, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. But I'm going to play some music from Black Milk. Yes, I have been loving this album, No Poison, No Paradise. Honey, I have been jamming to some Black Milk. So I'm going to play one of the songs that I've been jamming to like every day this week. It's called Sonny Jr. Dream. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Thank you. Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. I said that? Really? What am I doing today?
Right.
I did come from a little after work happy hour kind of deal, so maybe I'm buzzing just a little bit. Just a tad. Gotta send a shout out to Adam and his team from In the Disconnect. You know, I got one of his DVDs. So. Yeah. You know, they also focus on dating and relationships and ending the disconnect with, you know, men and women when it comes to dating and relationships. So kudos to them for doing a great event at Avery's. Sorry I could not stay for the entire night because I got a show to do.
The next job to go to.
I know. You're I had a show to do. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined once again by D.H. Major.
What's good?
Thank you for joining us tonight because we are talking about thirst.
Ooh.
But before we get into that, you just heard music from NERD. You know, that's my husband's group, Pharrell. He doesn't know that we're together. Neither does his wife. But in my mind.
In your mind.
We go together. Dang. I love me some Pharrell. So, yes, I was hypnotized by NERD. And right before that was music from Black Milk. I am loving everything by Black Milk.
Yeah.
And that song was called Sonny Jr. Dreams.
Some good stuff right there.
Some great stuff right there. Absolutely. Because on The Flow, we don't believe in playing the same song every 18, 19 minutes. You believe in playing real music.
No 18 jams in a row?
No, not at all. Nope. We play real jams in a row. You know?
Hey.
Soulful music, news, and talk right here.
That's
on
what I like.
The Flow. Now, tonight, we're talking about thirst because I don't know about you. I am tired of hearing the term thirst just thrown out there. Every time I turn around, oh my God, he's so thirsty. Oh my gosh, she's so thirsty. What the hell does thirst mean? What does it mean, DH?
Oh man, I feel like there's a couple different ways to go with it, but
help me out. School me.
On the surface, thirst, I guess, is the wanting. I'll go with that.
The wanting.
Yes. So people will say, if I want you, I'm then thirsty. But thirst can get confused with, you know, just wanting to court someone or just showing someone that you like them. You know, some girls take it as if I like you too much or if I try to, you know, entice you or do something like that, I'm being thirsty. If it's unwanted, it's thirst, basically.
Thirsty means.
You Google it.
Yes, it says feeling a need to drink something.
There you go.
That's the definition of thirsty. But on the Urban Dictionary, it means too eager to get something, especially play, and it means that the person is desperate. But we do have a caller on the line.
Let's go.
So I want to, you know, flip to the caller. King, are you there? Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have your mic up. What's going on, King? How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I am just lovely, man. I had me some good drinks at Avery's. I am smiling and happy. So we're talking about thirst tonight, and thank you for calling, by the way. So what is your definition of thirst?
Well, my definition of thirst, well, first, before I give my definition of thirst, I always tell people, because I have a lot of my homeboys, and a lot of my friends, the biggest issue that most men have, per se, they always have a problem with having options of females. And I always tell my friends, when you don't have an option on females and you're trying to gravitate towards or get a female you want, you'll come off a little bit extra thirsty. And when you don't have no option, you tend to put whoever you want on a higher pedestal than what they're not. So the term thirst, the term thirst itself, it's an interchangeable term by the year, like 10 years ago, the term, it was pressed.
Yes, pressed.
A year before, it was like, oh, he's like annoying and all that. So the term changed every 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
To piggyback off that, thirst for men is not the same as thirst for girls. And the reason why I'm saying it, on the subconscious standpoint and on the everyday standpoint, the average female get approached by a dude on a consistent base.
Mm-hmm.
She may not be interested in the dude, she may not want to talk to the dude, or she may be interested in the dude, but the minute a female steps out of her household, she gets approached. So that itself helps two females have.
Well, now I'm feeling some kind of way because I stepped out of my house today and nobody tried to holler at me. So am I doing something wrong?
It's not even about more so a guy may want to approach you, but when a female steps out, like I said, from a subconscious standpoint, it may not be a guy you want, but when the female steps out, she can have an idea. She can pick up an energy if this guy might want to talk to her,
mm-hmm.
if this guy might think about approaching her. So right there, that sets the tone for females subconsciously already knowing that they have an option of different type of guys who's trying to choose up on them. Now, with men, it's the complete opposite. Men, when we go out, when we're in high school, when we're in college, when we're in middle school, when mm-hmm. we're out of college, men, we really don't have, the average man don't really have the luxury
really?
Of females approaching them. No.
Oh, yeah, approaching y'all, yes. But I'm saying, but y'all have options because especially if you're in the D.C. metropolitan area or any metropolitan area,
yeah.
the ratio is in your favor. So you have plenty of options. Well, I guess you're right when it comes to approaching you. So going back to the approach then, let's say I see you out in the street, you know, what kind of approach would make me seem thirsty? And what approach would make me not seem thirsty? Like, how should I approach you to not seem thirsty?
Well, you said it best. There's a lot of females out here in the D.C. area. And even though it's more the females outnumber the males, but mm-hmm. today the average female are afraid of rejection.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? The average female is afraid to get turned down. So the average female, they really don't approach guys. And when they do approach guys, they approach guys in a passive form.
So I'm asking you, like, if I saw you on the street, what would make me appear unthirsty, even though that's not a word, but if I see King on the street, I'm like, hey, baby, how you doing?
How would you approach a guy so it won't come off as thirsty?
Yes.
The best approach, I always tell everybody as a whole, always approach a person and give them tactful compliments.
Man, you got some nice eyelashes. Honey, where did you get those?
There we go. Because
look at them earlobes, honey. I know you can hear everything.
Man, you ain't thirsty. You crazy.
Right.
Exactly. So I always tell people, give a person
a tactful compliment.
A tactful compliment that does not just specifically on their looks. Because when you're giving a person specific compliments on their look, like if a guy is complimenting a female on her look, or if a female is complimenting a guy on his look, 9 times out of 10 is the average female, they hear that on an everyday basis. So it's not it.
That doesn't mean that it gets old. Well, it depends. Like body part stuff, I don't know. I don't want somebody walking up to me talking about my boobs. I know I have big boobs. You don't have to remind me. I see myself naked every day. But I want you to give me a more tactful compliment. So I do like that string of advice that you have given us. So thank you so much, King. I appreciate your support in calling in tonight. Make sure you tell your friends about us. Will we see you on the bus on the Halloween day trip?
I saw the flyer, but I was trying to read the print. It was so tiny. I was trying to.
Oh, you got to come, man.
Trying to wear my glasses.
Well, you got to click.
Can I get a little bit more?
Click on the link. The link is in my bio. On my Instagram bio, but we're going to get together, put on our costumes. October 25th, we're going to get on the charter bus from New Carrollton to Metro.
Friday?
Huh?
That's on a Friday?
It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday.
Saturday,
October 25th, we're going to meet up at New Carrollton Metro, get on a nice bus. It's going to take us out to Delaplaine, Virginia, to Miracle Valley Vineyard. We're going to sip some wine, celebrate Halloween, and have a good old time in our costumes. I mean, costumes are not mandatory, but if you have one, we would love to see you in it.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for calling.
The topic is a very good topic. I think a lot of people should call in and chime in on it.
Yeah, tell your friends. The number is 301-560-6992. Thanks, King, and I hope we see you once again, like I said, on October 25th.
Okay.
Click on the link in my bio. It'll take you right there with all the details. That's at Data's Over on Instagram and Twitter.
There we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, that was a lot.
What?
But that was a lot of information.
Yeah, so be tactful if you don't want to appear thirsty. So, yeah, like he was saying, I know we talked about this, you know, thirst topic like last year, a year ago, whatever. But, you know, back in the day, it was the person was pressed.
Yeah.
If you know that's what thirst has, you know, it's now called thirst, but back in the day it was called, oh my God, he's so pressed. Oh, she's so pressed. So is that what you define as thirst?
You know, I would say yes to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
But I think pressed and thirst is a little different. Pressed, I feel like I know you a little bit. And pressed is I'm working harder, like trying to get you. Thirst is more initial, I think. You know, if I see you out and I'm like, oh, you look good. You know, that could come off as being thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think you made a great point where you said for a female to come at a male, how can you not be thirsty? I don't know too many dudes that's going to come off and say, oh, she being thirsty, I don't want to talk to you. Unless you don't look good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I know if a young lady like yourself were to come at me.
Like myself.
And say, DH, your earlobes. I'm like, come on, baby. You know what I mean? No, I'm like,
see, and that's the key thing that people need to understand, that thirst and pressed, all that stuff, it's all relative. It has to do with how much you like the person.
Exactly.
And how much you're attracted to the person. Because if it was Idris Elba walking up to these ladies, buying them flowers and doing all this extra stuff and going up to the mic,
that'd be good.
You know, at the club or a restaurant, say, hey, girl over there, I like you. They'd be like, oh, I'm so flattered. But if it was some ugly, scraggly looking dude that did all those things, you'd be like, he is so thirsty. He is so pressed. So it really has to do with how much you like the person,
of course,
you're actually interested.
Idris can go right now and, you know, I'm sure he could holler at 99% of the listening base right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's female, you know, and say, hey, I want you.
But if it was Lil Wayne.
Nah.
But even still, they might give him his number. But if it was if it was Wayne Johnson, who worked at McDonald's, who had a gold tooth and was 5'3", he wouldn't have a chance in eight hells.
He won't.
To get with a lot of these women.
He won't.
That he would be labeled as thirsty, pressed, look at him. How dare he think he have a chance with me? So it's all relative with how much you actually like the person.
That is true. And I think sometimes being flirtatious can be kind of be considered as thirst,
or even being chivalrous, or being a gentleman, or respectful can be misconstrued as thirst. Look at him holding that door open. He is so thirsty.
Listen.
No, lady, he has manners.
Listen,
how about that?
If I hold the door for you, or if I open the door for you, or if I pull out your chair when we go to a restaurant and you call me thirsty, I'm gonna make you pay. You're gonna open and close your own door, and that'll be the last time we go out, and that date will be over.
This date is over. .com. One of the things I find interesting is when a chick will post like a half butt naked, bent over. Oh, look at my bracelet, but all you see is my cleavage and my nipple.
Hello.
And then some guy will say something crazy on her on the comments, and she's like, "Oh my God, he is so thirsty." No, honey.
Listen.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But you can make them thirsty. You're making the people thirsty by posting these photos.
There is so many posts that I've seen on Instagram where a young lady could be sitting back and like, look at the design on my shirt, but her cleavage is like all the way out. And then, like you said, a dude will make a comment, like, you know, maybe make the googly eyes or, you know, something like that. I'm like, you thirsty. But I'm like, you didn't entice none of this? Like,
right.
I mean, you didn't ask for these types of compliments?
Well, that doesn't mean that you got to go overboard and saying that you want to stick it in her nostril. Because I've seen stuff. This guy, I think he said, like, if you crapped in my hand, I would clap. Like, come on, my dude. Like,
you
seriously.
You should have reported him and blocked him.
Seriously?
You should have reported
him. No, he didn't say it to me.
But he said it, period.
He said that to somebody.
Bro, if
online.
I see that, I got to check you, bro. Come on, man.
But, yeah. I don't know. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But you sure can make him
thirsty. Yeah, absolutely.
So when we come back from the break, I want to talk about thirst traps, or what are some thirsty behaviors that you have seen in person or online?
Yeah.
So you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And don't forget to like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisDateIsOver. So keep it right here on The Flow for soulful music, news, and talk on RockTheFlow.com.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
You make me step my game up.
Yeah, cause women come, women go. Until we all mature, we ain't really trying to grow. With the girl we seeing, we ain't really trying no. Trying to beat it up fast on the living room flow. Had a little older, had to spend a little dough. Kept something in the pocket just in case I had to show. Shorty's how I did it when I took him to the store. Took a few to the mold, lot of vows for that. Looking vows to the fact things I did was dumb. How I count all of that to being young. Got a little age, got some understanding. And the older women get the more concerned with companionship. It took me a while to get to this point. I don't expect all of y'all to understand the issue. Read between the bass, snares, and kick. Everybody getting judged for who they standing with.
Yeah, you make me step my game up.
Yes,
step my game up. Yeah, step my game up. You make me step my game up.
She said we should go out on a date. I said that's cool, you can come to my house. She said then please do better than that. Why the fuck I wanna come over and chill on your couch? I laughed cause it seemed she had me all figured out. And my game ain't worked like it did before. Them was days long gone, cause once they get grown, these orbs ain't impressed by Applebee's no more. Gotta dig a little deeper for that BF change, for BF change. And if you can't afford it, you can still do things to show you ain't on no dumb ish. Take her to a gallery, museum, or some ish. Thank God for you and all the crew that you run with, giving new meaning to the blind date. You so official, but a nigga can't attract Chris Style with a Boone's Farm mind state. You know what I'm saying?
Step my game up, yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Game up, step my game up, yeah, my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Game up, step my game up, yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Step my game up, yeah, my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Hey, listen, baby.
You make a nigga wanna go to the store and get some wine for you.
And when you got your first apartment, you used to have chicks over. Folks, the number one line you used to always use if you wanted to try to get them naked.
Baby, do you want a massage?
That's it. Can't do it no more. Let's step it up, man.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Got special guest in the studio, got D.H. Major.
Hey, what's happening with you, though?
He tried to get romantic. Hey, what's happening with you, though?
That's why I had to put my sexy voice on.
I know, right? Sexy time. But you just heard music from Iman Omari. The song was Energy, and that is our Make Out Monday song of the day.
Hey, Make Out.
Yes, I hope you guys made out on Monday. With protection. Yes, safe sex is the best sex, okay? But yes, Energy, that was our Make Out Monday song of the day. On Monday, that was Energy by Iman Omari. Right before that was music from Little Brother, Step It Up.
Yeah.
Yes, because y'all got to step it up. Don't be doing these half-ass dates. You know, put some effort and energy into that. So that's all about that Step It Up song, you know, with my boy Fonte, the rapper, hey. Big Pooh, Ninth Wonder,
Little Brother, man.
Little Brother. Great music right here on The Flow. But tonight we are talking about thirst. The thirst is so real, as a lot of people would say.
Very much so.
Yeah, so give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992, if you'd like to chime in on tonight's topic. The misconception of thirst, because I think some people got it jacked up.
Absolutely.
So thirst traps. Thirst traps. What are some thirst trap behaviors that you've seen in person or online, DH?
Well, I'm pretty inept. Not inept. I'm pretty. Never mind. Figure where I was going with that. But online, a lot of times you see tons of thirsty activity.
Like.
Setting thirst traps. Like, for instance, I see one that's pretty often. Mm-hmm. You know, a shorty could be laying around in the bed, you know, in the pajamas or with the covers or taking that, making a sexy face with a nice little ambient filter. You know, maybe throw some Beyonce underneath with a pictogram or something like that, and say, "I wish I had someone to put me to bed." Like, come on, man.
That's girl, you better take you some NyQuil and take your ass to sleep. Tomorrow, I had somebody to put me to bed.
That
you know you have options.
A thirst trap.
As a
man.
Woman, you know you have options.
That's a thirst trap. I feel like anytime you have to say something like that, like that's a complete thirst trap. And I mean, well, you see it on Vine a lot. You know, with these twerk videos, or they had them little 6-second clips, a shorty just licking their lips with a nice little filter. Yo, that's thirst, and that's a trap. And as soon as I comment or I like or I rewind it, I'm sucked right into it. You know,
twerking. I don't have enough behind to twerk, so you won't catch me doing that. And plus, you know, I don't think my mother would want to see me, or my father, twerking online. It's not that serious. If I'm going to be twerking, you better be tipping me, okay? I'm going to be a king of diamonds. I better be making some money for twerking, because I'm not just going to be twerking for the hell of it if you ain't my man.
Is the strip club nothing but a big thirst trap?
But it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's how it was designed.
You walk in with that mentality. I'm going to spend all my money, and I'm leaving with nothing. That's where I'm going to go.
Some of y'all do leave with stuff. I mean, you might leave with an erection.
That's
you
true.
Might leave with one of the strippers.
I leave with wings. Point blank, period.
What strip club you go to?
Hey, man. Those clubs will remain nameless until they send a check.
So, strippers. I mean, it's a lot of strippers that have, you know, strippers have blown up on social media. You know,
absolutely.
Initially, you know, being a stripper or a lady of the night was something that was completely frowned upon. And nowadays,
it's
completely glorified, and they post, you know, a lot of pictures because I guess they want to enhance their clientele, which makes sense, because without clients, without Johns, whatever you call it, you don't make money. So
it's a business.
They intentionally set thirst traps with, you know, the twerk videos and the poses and the 56 inch weaves and the ass out, the boobs out. So do they get a pass? Do strippers get a pass?
Okay. I think they do, because it's a known thirst trap. We know this is a thirst trap when it's being set, and somehow you fall in. But yes, they
do these guys have a chance with these people, you know, because you post pictures regardless of what type of picture it is. We all post a picture for a reaction.
Yeah.
You know, I post what I like to believe is a lot of funny stuff because I like to laugh. So if you follow me on Date Is Over, you know, at Date Is Over on Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook.com/thisdateisover, I post a lot of funny stuff because I like to laugh.
Right.
So would that make me thirsty because I want the attention because I want you to laugh at what I'm posting.
Thirsty for laughs.
So does that make me thirsty? Does that make me pressed? Because we're all posting stuff for a reason. You know, Instagram, Facebook, you know, social media, that stuff. Yeah. You post stuff to get a reaction.
Yeah.
So does that make us not all thirsty for some form of attention?
I think in that context, if you look at it like that, yes, it makes you thirsty. Okay. But thirsty for laughter, of course, is different than thirsty from, you know, sexual attention or, you know, sexual comments and things like that. But to answer your question, it does. You are thirsty.
And I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty as well.
Damn.
Trust me, because I definitely don't post stuff to not get no likes. You know how hard that is?
Right.
That's terrible.
Because somebody said, you know, a popular thirst trap is posting pictures in a bikini and whatnot. I'm like, oh, shoot, I did post some pictures in a bikini because I was at the beach.
Like having fun at the beach.
I was. I had two drinks in my hand.
Two drinks.
I was double fisted, Cancun, on the beach. I was like, oh, snizzap. Did that just make me thirsty? Was that a thirst trap?
But see, I think it's different. I don't think you set the thirst trap with the intent to catch anything. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You may have set the thirst trap inadvertently.
I guess so. And then, I know a lot of people who are intentional.
Of course.
I know a lot of people who are intentional. I've said this before on the last thirst trap show that I know somebody who's posted pictures of themselves taking a shower. And I don't get it.
I just wonder what the caption was. Washing
this
washing
is art
day off.
that's what the caption was. That yeah. So yeah, I've seen stuff. So what about people who are working out? Because you know, you see a lot of people who are into fitness, which is great.
Yeah.
And they want to show their progress. Like they'll have on the sports bra and the biker shorts. Their stomach is real fat and flappy. But then, you know, they fast forward 3 months. Like, this is my progress.
Right.
Is that thirsty? Or just like guys, oh, I went to the gym, look at my abs. Look at my washboard abs.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie.
And you can see my print through my sweats.
I ain't gonna lie. If I was cut up like that, I wouldn't even own a shirt. I promise. I own sweatpants and no shirts all day. They were like, DH.
So is that thirsty?
Yeah, that's thirsty.
Oh, okay.
Thirsty as
hell. Well, we gotta go to break, so keep it right here on The Flow. That's on rocktheflow.com.
Hey.
Soulful music, news, and talk. The number to reach us is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So yeah, the thirst. We are talking about the thirst right here on The Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep. GoWayBetter.yum. I mean, GoWayBetter.com.
all of this back and forth stagnant, it's no moving forward. See, our relationship died a long time ago. It's like a ship I couldn't keep afloat. I heard that love can fix all things, but not you and me. Different day, same song, we are not in sync. I turn the music loud, see if I can tune it out. Too many reminders, we ain't working out. I say love don't hurt, but emotions do. I try to keep it cool, should've kept it moving, but I kept refusing. Wanna see us happy, wanna see you happy, even if it's without me, that's real.
Girl, if you're inside,
listening to the Status Over Radio, where we bring you soulful music, news, and talk on the flow. That's on rocktheflow.com. I'm your host, Miss Marie. I also got a special guest, DH Major, in the studio. What's up, DH?
Hey, what's happening with you, though?
I'm just lovely. We're coming to you live from the I Info Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. If you like what you're hearing, make certain you tell your friends about this Date Is Over Radio. We are on the air. New night, new time. Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow.
Hump day.
Hump day. The same day we release the blog, the same day you could be humping after the show.
After the show.
After the show. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 to 11 on rocktheflow.com. You can tune in by going to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. If you're on a mobile device, it'll take you to TuneIn, so you can download the TuneIn app. It's totally free. Yes, it's totally free because, honey, I like free stuff. I don't like paying for a damn thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm on a budget. I'm balling on a budget, honey. Just like tonight at the event at Avery's.
How much of a budget did you ball?
Honey, they had free Ciroc drinks up until 6 o'clock.
Free? Yeah, so, honey. So you were there at what, 5?
No, I only had one because I got there kind of late. I got there like 5:52. So only had one.
I'd have pounded them drinks so fast.
One and a quarter. Drinks, but I wasn't trying to do it up too much because I had a show to do tonight.
Absolutely.
But you just heard music from Terrace Martin. I'm loving his latest album. I think that's his latest one. I can't even remember what it's called. I think it's called Three Chord Something. Don't give me the line. But Terrace Martin, the song is No Wrong, No Right. Check out his music because he is everything and then some.
Yeah.
I just love quality music. Oh, yeah. It's called Three Chord Fold. Oh, it's close.
Close enough.
Three Chord Fold. His name is Terrace Martin. Not Terrence, but Terrace Martin. Check it out. That song was No Right, No Wrong, or No Wrong, No Right. And I'm going to play some more music from him a little bit later. But keep in mind, now is the time for This Week in Black History.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you know that today was Nigerian Independence Day?
Oh, man.
So 54 years ago today, Nigeria gained its independence from Britain. So kudos to, you know, all my Nigerian friends, because, honey, I love me some African food. So if you out there listening, I don't care if you ain't from Nigeria. If you are African or if your family makes African food, please invite me to dinner or to the next family function because I love me some African food.
It's always a good time, man.
Yes.
It's always a good time.
more for this week of Black History. Morgan State College was founded in Maryland, in Baltimore, Maryland, hey. 1872. And Black History Month was celebrated, you know, it began in the United Kingdom in 1987.
Right.
So they opened up to celebrating Black History Month in the UK in 1987.
That's Black History Month. It needs to be a year, but we got to start somewhere. But
right.
I help with that.
Right. And also, on this day in Black History, in 1962, James Meredith becomes the first Black student at the University of Mississippi. Ooh. After 3,000 federal troops quelled riots over his admission. So they went bananas in Mississippi trying not to let that guy in, but the troops, yeah. So yeah, that concludes this week in Black History.
Some good stuff right
there. Yeah, some good stuff. So kudos once again to my folks from Nigeria,
Hey.
African food, let's celebrate. Call me. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. Email me, honey, because I want to come to the next family function. My email address is info@thisdateisover.com. Think I'm playing.
I believe it.
Think I'm playing. Was that a thirst trap right there? Was that a thirst trap?
No, I because think okay. I think you're okay.
I wanted some food.
I think
was that a thirst trap?
No, it's a hunger trap.
It's a hunger trap. Yeah. Okay. Because tonight we're talking about the misconception of thirst.
Yeah.
Thirst.
The thirst is prevalent. The thirst is real.
Is it though?
It is.
Is it really?
It is.
So did you have something to add about thirst trap? Well, actually, maybe not, because I wanna read you this story.
Okay.
Let me go back to it. And you tell me if this is thirsty or not.
All right.
Because somebody labeled this gentleman as thirsty. So he said, I saw this on Facebook, you know, everything's on Facebook because everybody puts their business on Facebook.
Everything.
He said, my first date, I'll recap. He said, showed up 5 minutes early with two flowers in hand. Took a walk around the harbor, had dinner at a restaurant with an open mic, so there was food and art and, of course, conversation. After that, headed to another restaurant I know that gives free salsa dance lessons to shake it up. Even though she's a size 6 with double D's, I made sure to maintain eye contact at all times. Standard operating procedure as a gentleman. Since I had to pick her up from home, I'm dropping a thank you card in the mail today to thank her for her time. Sound good?
Yeah.
So thirsty or not?
Not. I think he's been taught well. He sounds like he's a little old school.
Yeah.
And I think he really wants her.
Clearly. He had a smashing good time. Now, somebody, of course, as always one, somebody labeled him, thirsty. As thirsty. I don't think he was thirsty. I say maybe a little overzealous. I think, you know, he was just feeling her.
Right.
He was, you know, he enjoyed the date. But, of course, I did tell him to proceed with caution because you don't know if the feeling is mutual.
Right.
So, of course, I mean, it can go either way. I say if you want to go all in, go all in because, you know, no harm, no foul. Uh-huh. If she don't like you, oh, well, at least you remember
exactly.
that you were kind enough and that you were feeling her enough to leave her, you know, this nice note thanking her for her time. And most people say, well, you don't need to leave a note. Just give her a call. You know, you don't have to go through all that. But,
right.
I mean, come on now. Who actually writes notes nowadays? Who leaves letters? If somebody wrote me a letter, note? Oh, my God.
If she was on the fence.
I would be oozing from, yeah.
I feel like if she was on the fence about if she was going to take dude seriously, I feel like the note could have sealed the deal.
Exactly. I mean, it could go either way. Because some people said, like, oh, that would creep me out. And that's just weird. You know, why would she allow him to pick her up? Obviously, they have some sort of rapport. That it's okay for him to pick her up. You know, if he was really serious about harming her or finding her out where she lived, I mean, he could still do that regardless. But
exactly.
he's not going to do that.
Nah,
so
I
know we ladies want to proceed with caution when it comes to dating and whatnot. But he was just trying to do something nice.
Nah, I rock with that. I mean, I feel like that was key for the first date. I mean, I'm okay with pulling out all stops for the first date. At the end of the day, if it doesn't go your way, it'll definitely be a memorable experience. But I feel like, you know, he's old school. He's a gentleman, you know. I don't see anything wrong with that, man. Because, I mean, the first date should be memorable. And if, you know, and if she didn't rock with it, if she didn't rock with him after that, then, okay, no harm, no foul. But,
right. Nah,
man, he not.
Because I know some guys, they like, damn, I did all this stuff for this chick. And I know how y'all are. Y'all don't want to do too much because you don't want to appear as thirsty. And then at the same time, like, oh, man, once you do that, you got to keep it up. So, I don't know, man.
man, I think if she's, I think she understands. I mean, the first date, you're trying to make a good impression, you know. I think it's the couple days after that, you know. But I think, you know, first date, you want to make a good impression, you know, not necessarily saying you have to pull out all the stops. But he wanted to pull out all the stops and show her that he cares about her, you know, and that he, you know, feels some type of way, you know. So I don't have a problem with that.
I like the fact that he was fearless about it, though, because there are a lot of guys nowadays who are so afraid of being labeled as thirsty that they don't even want to do anything nice. Yeah, it might not work out, but what if it does? I mean, stop looking at the, you know, the glass half empty. Look at it half full. It might just work out. You never effing no,
because
until you try, and if you don't put the effort in the beginning, then what makes you think you're going to keep that person?
Exactly. And that's important. Like you said, you know, you do your best, and you know, it may work out for you, it may not, but it just might work out for you. And I think that's important, man. Pull out all the stops. If you want it, go get it.
If you want it, you go get it. Just like with work, you know, if you want something, you're gonna go after it. Are you
exactly
not?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I want to figure out who said they were thirsty.
It was a chick.
Vindy ain't got no dude, I bet.
Of course. She quick to label him. Oh, he is so thirsty. He this, he that. But she don't have nobody inside, even remotely close to thinking of doing a damn thing like
inside,
that for her.
She like, I wish I could go salsa dancing.
I wish he wouldn't stare at my chest. I wish he would look at me in my eyes.
I wish he'd hold my door.
Right.
I want to go to the harbor.
Exactly. Now, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Here in The Flow, we play soulful music, news, and talk. So make sure you check out all the great programming we have on this great station. That's on rocktheflow.com. The easiest way to check us out on your mobile device or on your laptops, computers, whatever you got, is going to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. If you like what you hear, if you like what you've heard, make sure you check me out each and every Wednesday night. We're on a new night, new time. That's Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow, tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. And make sure you tell your friends about us, because the more listeners, the better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I do this for the fun of it. I love what I do, and I hope you love what I do.
And I love that you do what you love.
Thank you. Do you love what you feel? Shaka Khan. But the number to the studio tonight is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And make certain you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes, because it's there for kicks and giggles. It's there for you. It's not just my bad date stories, because trust and believe, all those stories ain't about me. Every last one of those stories ain't about me. A lot of them are, but most, you know, some of them are not. So check out the website, thisdateisover.com. We post a blog each and every Wednesday night. On Mondays, we post Makeout Monday,
hey,
Song of the Day. Tuesday, Tip Tuesday. Wednesday, Blog Wednesday.
Blog Wednesday.
Check out the blog on Wednesdays. And make sure you submit your stories, too. We do have places on the website, you know, the Dating Stories tab, for you to post your bad date stories as well. Now, keep in mind that we do have an awesome event coming up. We have the Do It for the Vine Halloween Day Trip on Saturday, October 25th. If you're in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, put on your costumes. Yes, put on your costumes. Don't be tricking now. Don't be tricking now. Don't be coming up in there naked, because we're going in the morning. Okay. So, yeah, put your costumes on. Meet us at New Carrollton Metro Station. No, we are not catching the subway. We're just meeting there and getting on a nice charter bus, and we're going to the vineyard.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to a vineyard in Delaplane, Virginia, called Miracle Valley Vineyard. So get your tickets, not now, but right now. Go to For the Vine, For the Vine. You know,
for
do it for the
vine.
So For the Vine. eventbrite.com. Get your tickets, not now, but right now, because please do not contact me on October 24th asking me if there are any tickets left, because honey, trust and believe, there will not be anything left for you, and this date will be over. Your ride will not be there. And also, for those of you who purchase tickets, don't be late. Trust and believe that we will leave you, because we got the bus for a certain amount of hours, and we are not planning on being late. So if you are running late, I'm so sorry to inform you that your ride will be long gone. But I digress, because the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And we are talking about the thirst tonight. Thirstiness. As I said before, I'm kind of over the term. thirsty because people overuse it. I mean, it's way overused, and people use it in the wrong context, in my opinion. Ladies and gents, just because somebody likes you does not mean that they're thirsty. That just means that they like you.
Absolutely.
I mean, you should be happy, number one, that somebody is entertaining or even, you know, thinking about you in an amorous kind of way.
Yeah.
That they actually like you. So just accept the fact that they like you and take it in stride. Understand and be able to differentiate that the person is being nice or showing acts of kindness or expressing interest. But the person on, you know, the other end of the spectrum needs to understand that, you know, you're only going to be labeled as thirsty if he or she does not like you. So if the person likes you, oh, it's persistence. Oh, he or she is great. But if they do not like you, then it becomes thirst. So if a person tells you that they do not like you or that they're not interested, then I think you should bow out gracefully.
Absolutely.
I've been in situations recently where I've been accosted by people, gentlemen, saying that, you know, hey, let's do this. I want to do that. I like you. Or can we get exchange numbers? No, thank you. I'm not interested. But they don't take no for an answer. So does that make them thirsty? I don't know. But don't be that person. Don't be that person who cannot take no for an answer. I was not joking the first 8 times that I said I was not interested. So if you don't want to be labeled as thirsty, you know, make certain that the person actually wants, you know, is going to reciprocate those behaviors or actually likes you, because you're only going to be labeled as thirsty if the person does not like you. So fellas, gents, ladies, whatever, if the person says, hey, I do not like you, I am not interested in you, and if they are giving you those nonverbal cues that they are not interested, leave them the hell alone. Well, especially for me, leave me the hell alone. Because if I've told you in no uncertain terms that I do not like you, leave me the hell alone.
Yeah.
And also, going back to thirst, fellas, you know, don't be afraid to jump out there. I know, you know, we're afraid to be labeled as thirsty, but do what you got to do, you know. If this is your first attempt, and you know, maybe you guys have gone on a date, the date went well, don't be afraid to put it out there. Don't be afraid to, you know, say, hey, I like you. I like to take things further. Or, you know, send her the flowers. Or, ladies, send him that card. Send him that note. Or do something to express that you like him or her. It's nothing wrong with that. If they label you as thirsty, oh, well, that's their immaturity. At least you did what you thought was best to, you know, show the person that you were interested. So it is what it is. So take thirstiness with a grain of salt, because a little thirstiness goes a long way, I guess, you know, because some people, persistence. I don't want to say thirsty, but if you're persistent, then things in most cases will work out in your favor. You know, if you want to get a job, you're going to constantly pursue that opportunity until you get the job. It is what it is. So that's my rant and rave, people. But don't be so quick to label people as thirsty. Because you're going to be sitting up like that chick, like I said, you know, you might want to let, you're going to label this person as thirsty. He is doing the most. He's doing this. He's doing that. Nobody's doing that for you. So be grateful that somebody likes you, and don't hate on somebody else. Because, you know, deep down inside, you wish somebody was sending you flowers. You wish somebody was calling you. You wish somebody was inviting you over to their house, not for sexual reasons. You wish somebody just offered you over to chill. You wish somebody invited you out to dinner or did something different, something out of the ordinary to express interest. So stop labeling these people as thirsty, and stop being afraid of being labeled as thirsty. Don't let that, you know, make you pull back and fall back from doing the right thing or putting an effort or showing somebody that you like them. And I'm going to shut up now. DH, anything you want to add to that?
I feel like you hit the nail right on the head there. I mean, you know, if it's unwanted, it's thirst. If I like you and you're coming after me, or vice versa, it's persistence. So I feel like, you know, you got to take those cues and those signs that, you know, she's not really feeling you, or if he's not really feeling you, you know, then it's time to move on.
Pull up your bootstraps and move on.
There you go.
At least you tried. I think you'll gain a lot more cool points for trying than not.
Yeah.
I've been in situations with guys, you know, this guy that I love dearly, but I told him, I said, I cannot do this anymore with you because you do not put any effort in.
Yeah.
So, bye-bye.
You can't be afraid, though.
No.
You can't. You never make the shot you don't shoot.
He would have made it a lot further had he put an effort.
Right.
But I don't know if he was afraid of looking thirsty or if he was just lazy. I don't know.
Might be lazy.
Yeah, probably lazy. But we're going to get into some more music, so give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. What is the difference between thirst and persistence? You know, let me know. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Going to get into some more music. I think I'm going to play a throwback for y'all. Yes, I am.
You're going to take it back?
I'm going to take it back. Y'all probably ain't never even heard this song before.
All right.
It's called Look Into the Sky.
Hey.
By a group called Ramp, which is short for Roy Ayers Musical Project.
Hey.
If you know about Roy Ayers, Everybody Loves the Sunshine.
Yeah.
I love this song by the Roy Ayers Musical Project. It's called Look Into the Sky.
Get it.
So keep it right here on the flow. Soulful music, news, and talk.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Bye. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Girl, I'm sorry for what you've seen, and I promise it's not what it seems. All that he say, she say, don't matter, just listen to me, and I clarify everything. When I'm at the studio or on the road, booking shows, you stay on my brain. But when I'm back at home, I hate it when you check my phone. You love to drive me insane, asking all them questions. You don't trust me, you don't even trust me. Thought you really love me. You don't trust me, trust me. You don't trust me, you don't trust me. How come my word is a good? You should be loving me. Thought that was understood. You wasn't a hit and quit. Not only for a night, I had to do you right. Give me one more chance to prove that I'm the man you wanted. 'Cause I'm believing what your girlfriend say. That girl you see me with, baby, don't trip. She was just a friend. Our trust is not an issue. Can I have you back? Do you really want me back? Why you gotta act like that? We feeling each other. Let it slip away. You don't trust me, yeah. You don't even trust me. Thought you really loved me. You don't trust me. Trust me. You don't trust me. You don't trust me. You think that I'm like these other guys that play with your heart and feed you these lies. Girl, not this time, not on my line. I swear I did. You don't trust me, you don't even trust me. Thought you really love me. You don't trust me, trust me. You don't trust me, you don't trust me.
Really? Really? Sound effects? Okay.
That's my part right there.
Yes. You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Here on The Flow, where we play soulful music, news, and talk. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Visit tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Make sure you spread the word. Tell your friends about This Date Is Over Radio. Also, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and read some of our own blog posts. Release them every Wednesday. Hump Day. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Humping on Hump Day. Not me, but I'm just saying. But on Hump Day is when we release the weekly blog, so check it out. We also have some other great stuff on the website, including the event. And instead of like 45 times, I'm going to say it 50 more. Get your tickets to our Halloween event. Do it for the Vine Halloween Day Trip. Go to forthevine.eventbrite.com for more details and to purchase your tickets. Now, you just heard music from our very own D.H. Major, who's in the studio tonight.
Hey, what's happening?
The song was called Trust off of his album called Walk.
Yes, yes.
Yes. And before that, play music from Georgia Ann Muldrow. Great artist. The song was Love Light. And I took you guys back. Yes. Not the B side, but the C side.
You went back.
Played some music from Ramp, which is short for Roy Ayers Musical Project. The song was Look Into the Sky.
That's
love
a good
that song.
Right there. It's a real good song.
She said, "Don't let me go to another lover. I just want to love you, never any other. So get your stuff together, because otherwise."
That's deep right there.
Yes. I love that song.
That's deep.
But give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Thirst, the misconception of thirst, because I think a lot of people got it confused.
Yeah.
You know, they are mixing it up because they don't like the person. Because, you know, if they like the person, it would be cool.
Right.
But since they don't like the person, it's called thirst. So, of course, we do have our Facebook group. Yes, we do. The URL is way too long. Actually, it's not, but I'm not even going to give it to you. I'll post it on the Facebook page. So, facebook.com/thisdateisover. I'll post the group information. But I asked you guys, you know, what's the difference between being thirsty and being persistent? My buddy Craig, also known as Man of Dream. Man of Dream is what I call him because he's hilarious. That's an inside joke between us. But he said, persistence is consistency and effort. It shows who you are. Thirst is like overboard effort to attract or draw attention, usually involving a great deal of hyperbole.
That sounds pretty...
I know, right?
Pretty good.
Aurelia, she says... I hope I said her name right. I'm so sorry if I said it wrong. But Aurelia, she says, thirst is kind of a desperate frenzy. It's not even really calculated, just impulsive, primal, which is the opposite of persistence. Persistence is quite calculated, with focus and forethought. Persistence is dedicated, but a pride about itself that knows how to temper the effort to balance it with the response.
Man,
she said, think sniper versus mass shooter. If the sniper is focused, the mass shooter all over the place, just aiming at any and everybody. Makes sense. Lawrence, what's up, Lawrence, friend to the show? He said, there is no difference. If you really want that person, if the feeling is mutual, then she will understand your thirst. Jay, what's up, Jay? He said, the concept of thirst is a funny one. As far as men, I feel the term was created by men who don't approach women or have a real cool, laid-back approach. As far as women, I think the term is used by anyone who they don't reciprocate affection. In my opinion, I feel it has more to do with the pursuer and a lack of understanding or social public perception. So the pursuer appears... Hold on one second. Multitasking right now.
All trades.
Backtrack. Okay, he said, in my opinion, I feel it has more to do with the pursuer and a lack of understanding or social public perception. So the pursuer appears to be displaying desperation to the point where the prize feels stalked. Mind you, someone can do all of their homework and borderline stalk someone, but they won't be considered thirsty because in public they appear cool. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm a big fan of doing research and planning out my mission. Rookies chase, experts hunt. I like that, Jay. And you know what? Desperation. I've told this story once before, and I've told it again. It's actually on the blog. I can't remember what it's called. Mm-hmm. But when we did the launch for thisdateisover.com in 2012 at the 201 bar, mm-hmm. kudos to them because it's a great establishment.
Good times.
Good times. 201. Yes, 201. We had our launch there in 2012. Now, there was a gentleman who was there at the event.
Okay.
Let me backtrack. I used to be on an online dating site during that time. This guy saw me on the site. He sent me messages. I did not respond. Why? Because I was not interested.
You didn't like him.
He was not my cup of tea. I was not attracted to him. Yeah. And I don't have to respond to you if I do not want to. And I don't owe you an explanation.
This is true.
So he looked me up mm-hmm. on Facebook, found my Facebook page.
Oh, boy.
Right. Saw that I RSVP'd or like I was advertising an event, which was the launch for thisdateisover.com. A website for you to post your bad date stories. That launch, he RSVPs. I see his name on the list. I'm like, mother effer.
So you put it all together right there.
Right.
Okay.
So I let some of my guy friends know, like, hey, look up for this guy. Because, you know, I didn't want to be rude and say, hey, look, mother effer, don't show up to my event. But you know what? The more publicity, the better.
Right.
And, you know, I have people there who will be looking out for me if he tries to act crazy.
Right.
So anyways, long story more boring. We're at the event. He's one of the first people to arrive.
Jeez.
One of the first people to arrive, if not the first person. So I'm like, oh, great. Let me get my face together. I'm like, hello, how are you? Because it's my event. I got to be a gracious hostess. Right. So I'm trying to try my best to be a team player. But, you know, he kept following me the event. He asked me out at least 10 times.
So you ready to go out now?
I would love. And then he tried to act like he was like, you know what? You look so familiar. Are you on this dating site? I'm like, you know that you saw me on the site. Don't play yourself.
He tried front like.
Yeah, he tried. Like, yeah. He was like, no, my friend told me about this event. I said, no, she didn't, because we have a mutual friend.
Right.
So I contacted her before the event even happened. I said, did you tell this dude about it? She said, no. So he tried to say that she told him. I said, no, you didn't. I said, you did your research. You were stalking me online. You found out about the event. Don't play yourself. But he kept asking me out, and I told him, I am not interested in going out with you. I am not interested.
Right.
I even hugged up on a guy that was there that I was not dating just to make him go away. But he was still coming over to me. He was not taking any of the nonverbal and verbal cues. After the event, because I have my business cards, you know, laid out throughout the event, he asked me out again via email. What is it? He said, I would love to take you out. You know, my birthday's coming up. I don't want to date you. Sir, I sent him an email back. Thank you, but no thanks. I am not interested. But why? I don't owe you an effing explanation. Yeah. I said I wasn't interested. But at that point, he didn't feel that he was being thirsty or pressed. Right. He thought he was being a nice guy.
Right.
He was not getting it. I don't understand why some guys just don't get it.
Yeah, I think
you think that was thirsty?
Oh, absolutely.
Because he was being quite desperate.
That was.
I mean, I can get the first time like, hey, you know, I love to take you out, blah blah blah. You know what? No, thank you.
I think.
And I'm trying to be nice, but once you ask me a little too many times, I'm gonna have to flip it on you.
But look, I think in his situation, okay, he asked online. Did get no response.
None.
Right.
He sent more than one message.
Right. So he forced his way to the party. Right.
Yes.
Cool. So I say, if he asks you there, all right, that's two times. But maybe you ask once while you're at the party, and then once I get your card and say, you know, it was a nice event, do you want to go out maybe? And you say no again. All right, cool. That's it. Because
at the event. What makes you think that after the event, my response is going to change?
I know. But what I'm saying is that I think the safe play, I mean, three times for me.
Okay. All right. Well, hold that thought, because we got to go to commercial. But give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. So keep it right here on The Flow. That's on rocktheflow.com.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Bye. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Different from what your eyes show you. I haven't seen myself before ya. Moving forward.
Superpower.
A subtle power.
Superpower.
A tough love.
Superpower.
Like a shark.
Superpower.
Tough love.
And not that the world would revolve.
Thought the world would revolve.
Without us.
Without us. Without us. Without us.
But nothing I know could slow us down. It couldn't slow us down.
I thought I could live without you. Just like you, I can't be scared. And just like you, I hope I'm spared. But it's tough love. I know you feel it in the air. Even the babies know it's there. Tough love.
Superpower.
The laws of the world tell us what goes sky and what falls. It's a superpower.
Superpower.
The laws of the world never stopped us once. Together we got plenty superpower.
Superpower.
A subtle power.
Superpower.
A tough love.
Superpower.
Like a shark.
Superpower.
Ooh, too much to bear.
Superpower.
And not that the world would revolve.
Thought the world would revolve.
Without us.
Without us. Without us.
But nothing I know could slow us down. It couldn't slow us down.
I thought I could live without you. But together we got plenty power. Nothing I know couldn't break us down. It couldn't break us down. Yes.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Just heard music from Beyonce. Superpower.
Hey, superpower.
Superpower. And right before that was more music from Terrace Martin. Watch you sleep.
Some deep lines right there.
Watch me sleep, honey. Well, actually, don't do that because I drool sometimes. So that might not be sexy because I will ruin your pillows. And then I have a bad habit of falling asleep with lipstick on.
Oh, man.
I love lipstick. So my pillows at home look like I've been getting some in the worst way. And I have not. Not at all.
Well, I'll definitely say you wear your lipstick very well.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
I love lipstick. So I'm a lipstick junkie. And you know what? The holiday season is right around the corner. So if you guys are wondering what to get me, even though you're probably not going to get me a damn thing. But just in case you are wondering, I love lipstick. I love matte lipsticks. So, yeah.
I'm,
so I can do the NYX, I can do MAC, I can do the Kat Von D, I can do Makeup Forever. And you're like, why is she talking about that? Is that a thirst trap? Did I just set a thirst trap for a Christmas gift?
I think you did.
Okay. Oh, well.
It's okay.
Oh, well. But tonight we're talking about the misconception of thirst. Thirst.
Thirst.
The thirst is real. Give us a call. The number's 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And also, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. That's thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories, relationship woes. Check out our bad date stories. and laugh. Laugh your ass off and tell your friends about us. That's thisdateisover.com. Thirstiness.
Thirst.
We're talking about thirst. And I wanted to touch on something that somebody said on Facebook. Thank you to Wally, who is, you know, behind the scenes with thisdateisover.com. He was asking people about tonight's topic. And Ebony said that, I think a lot of people are considered thirsty for the wrong reasons. If a man is interested in a woman, there is nothing wrong with saying, I am interested in you. I like your style. And so far, you know, I want to get to know you. If a woman is a real woman, she will not take this as a, you know, take it as thirst. And she will allow you to court her. Now, if she is giving you signs that she is enjoying your company, but you don't feel like you are her priority, takes to, you know, long texting back, few phone calls, etc., then you may want to figure out where you stand. Otherwise, you are friend zoned and continue to come at her on some serious ish. At this point, depending on the woman, you will be considered thirsty. Mm-hmm. Personally, I don't believe in that word, but I strongly believe in miscommunication.
That's pretty contrite. That's,
yes, and that's another thing, you know, thirstiness. You need to determine, are you in the friend zone? Does this person like me?
Yeah, I feel like that's important to know, man, because then you can kind of plan your attack, you know, forward from that place. If she tells you you're in the friend zone, you know, you can kind of measure how deep in the friend zone you are, then go from there. But, you know, yeah, it's good to have communication, though, to know exactly where you are and where you could possibly go.
Mm-hmm. Amy says, to me, someone is thirsty when they try every avenue to get with a particular person. There is a difference between being interested and slightly persistent and being downright overbearing and thirsty. So for the most part, it seems that thirstiness is desperation.
Yeah.
You don't want to be desperate. You don't want to be overbearing. If a person tells you, oh, you know what? Speaking of that story, that's the other part I left off. You know, during the event where that guy showed up to my event and was asking me for my phone number 15 times, he sniffed me. I didn't witness this. I didn't know it. But somebody told me after the fact that, hey.
Like you turned around.
Yeah, because I was facing somebody, you know, I think to my right or to my left, and he was on the other side of me, and he sniffed me.
So he really just went in the 201 lounge with no chill. He just left his
chill
at home.
No chill.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How long ago was this? This is 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Almost 2 years ago. So we're coming up on our 2 year anniversary.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
2 years.
We're going to have a get together.
Hey, you know, I'm always ready to be there.
Okay.
Turn up.
I don't like saying that.
Oh, turn. Okay.
We're going to have fun.
Party.
Get together. Whatever you want to call it.
No turn up.
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. DJ, stay thirsty.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the ones and twos.
Hey. So, oh, we definitely going to have a good time.
We're going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because he is awesome.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. And we playing some, you know, going through some old school, you know, like some 80s and 90s hip hop and R&B. Just have, you know, when it was fun, when it was cool to dance.
Hey, trust me, I will be there cutting all rugs. I promise you.
Okay. Yes, ladies. DH Major. He gets it in on the dance floor.
Yes, you better know it.
You better know it.
You better know it.
Yes. So we're talking about the misconception of thirst, because a lot of people don't know, or they're labeling people as thirsty just because the person likes them. So don't be overbearing. If a person says they're not interested, leave them alone. But make certain you understand if they're interested or not. If they are, you know, willing recipients, do they want to receive this adoration from you? Do they want to receive these gifts and compliments and phone calls and text messages? Are they truly interested in you? So
yeah,
make certain you ask the tough questions. Okay. But we gotta go to a break once again. That's why we just took a break, but oh well.
Yeah, gotta pay the bills.
The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover, and also check out the website thisdateisover.com. So keep it right here on the flow for soulful music, news, and talk on rocktheflow.com.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep. GoWayBetter.yum. I mean, GoWayBetter.com.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I'm for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. That was music from Coco. The song was Every Time. Love that song.
Yeah.
Love, love, love it. But we got DH Major in the studio. What's up, DH?
What's going on, my people? How are you?
And we are talking about the misconception of thirst. And actually, when I was at the bar for the In the Disconnect event, I was talking to my buddy Lee. So I'll play you some audio from that.
Hopefully it's not too damn loud because, you know, people talking in the bar. We were talking about thirst, so check it out. Here's my buddy Lee. I'm going to say Oop Blue because, you know, he's a Sigma. Frostburg. We got that connection going on, but that's my buddy. So check it out.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Marie, and I'm in Avery's at the End the Disconnect event. And I'm sitting with my buddy Lee. Lee, we're talking about thirst tonight. What are some popular thirst traps that you've seen online?
Online?
Or just in general.
Oh, man.
I've seen a plenty.
It's getting bad. Like, liking somebody's picture from like 36 weeks ago and say, hit me up, so you try to get their number. It's pretty bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad.
So what about like half-naked stuff?
Posing in the mirror like you're 120 pounds when you're really like 280. It's pretty bad.
What if somebody
posts
like they're 120?
With the 120 gear on, like size 3, but you're really a size 12.
But I'm a size 12.
It's the perception and the way you wear it, though. Like, you got to have confidence and look good in your clothes. Mm-hmm. Not in the wrong weight class. It's like a fighter.
So somebody is at a size 12 with wearing clothes that fit a size 3. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And stuff is just spilling out everywhere.
Absolutely. Just nasty stuff all over the place.
What about dudes? Like, what are some of the thirst traps that dudes post online?
All those bathroom pics with Jesus. There are no abs, though. It's like a 12-pack or it's like a beer keg or something like that. And they point to it. It's like they bringing more attention to it with their shirts off. All those pictures are terrible. Kill yourself.
So have you ever posted a thirst trap picture online?
Hell no. I don't need no thirst. I'm a Jedi.
He said he's a Jedi.
All right, yes, thankfully.
He said he's a Jedi.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my gosh. That's my buddy Lee, man. Hilarious. Jedi. Jedi mind tricks. You know, that's what that thirst stuff is. It's a Jedi mind trick. You posting that stuff because you're trying to trick somebody.
36 weeks ago, you're right, though. If you like a pic from 36 weeks ago.
That's thirsty? You're just looking at pictures.
Do you know how long you had to go back to look at 36 weeks?
Somebody got to shoot. It's hard for me to go back like 2 weeks on mine because I post so much crap.
Exactly. Yeah. But if that's your last, you know, if you can look at the Instagram page and it's one of the first 9 pictures from 36 mm-hmm. weeks ago, that's okay. But if, you know, the person got 1,000 pictures.
Yeah,
you know,
I got a lot.
And you go back 36 weeks and like a pic, you know.
I'm going to be flattered because I'm like, damn, you took a long time. You better not be ugly. Like, seriously.
Scrolling.
You better not be ugly. Yeah, because I got over 2,400 pictures.
God, that's a lot.
Right.
Well, you know, I haven't looked at mine. I probably got a ton, too.
So, going back that far is, whew, my goodness. But you know what? It's almost that time for us to get out of here.
It is.
It has gone by so fast.
So much
so, so fast. But I got to say thank you to DH for joining me in the studio.
Hey,
it's always a pleasure having you here.
Yes, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you guys for rocking with me, man. You know, everywhere on Twitter and Instagram is DH_Major, and the project is in the final stages. It's coming out. It's called Hashtag Walk. Mm-hmm. It's We All Love Karma, and it's a compilation of just stories put into one piece. So, you know,
just now, isn't one of your songs out on iTunes?
It was supposed to be.
Okay.
But, of course, when you're an independent artist, everything falls back on the artist. So we got to take some time. We just revamping some things right now. But that'll be out soon. And I'm definitely...
Well, keep us posted.
Oh, absolutely.
Keep us
absolutely.
Posted. So you got any final thoughts, comments for the misconception of thirst?
Hey, man, I know I get online and I say this a lot here, but communication, man. If you want to, you know, go after a young lady, you know, or you young ladies, if you want to go after a man... You know, you definitely throw it out there and let them know how you feel. And just, you know, just lean on the communication and just understand, you know, if it's wanted or if it's unwanted. And then just work from there, because you definitely don't want to be labeled or classified as thirsty.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be labeled or classified as thirsty, but don't be afraid to put yourself out there, you know, fellas and ladies. You know, be persistent. You know, it's okay to be persistent. And like DH said, you know, communication is key. You know, ask the questions. Ask the important question. Do you like me? You know, do you want to see me further? You know, just put yourself out there. It's okay to ask. It is perfectly okay to ask those questions, because you don't want to be wasting your time nor effort on somebody who is really not going to reciprocate, who's really not that interested in you. So don't be afraid to, you know, step out there on faith. I'm a huge fan of effort, so you put in that effort, and I like you.
Boy, winning right there.
Win-win situation. But as I said before, don't be so quick to label somebody as thirsty just because they like you. You know, just say thank you and tell them that you're not interested. But if the person is not taking the hint, then hey, all bets are off.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't be so quick to label somebody as thirsty. Appreciate the fact that somebody is taking the time to show their affection for you. And just because somebody's showing, you know, acts of kindness or affection or interest does not mean that they are thirsty. And thirsty, you know, from what I'm understanding from the World Wide Web and from, you know, social media, is related to desperation.
Yeah.
Persistence and thirst are not the same. You're only considered thirsty if the person doesn't like you. But just because a person likes you does not mean that they're desperate. They just like you. So appreciate that. But I ain't got nothing else to say. So I guess I'm going to shut it on up. Actually, I do have more to say. Make sure you get your tickets to the For the Vine, Do It For the Vine, Hollow Wine day trip. Go to forthevine.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets. Also, come back each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Or the easiest way to find us is tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Make certain you tell your friends about us. Share the good news because we got a good show, good music, and we have a good time. I mean, at least I do. I hope y'all do.
I have a great time.
I have a great time.
So real talk.
It is what it is. If you ain't having a good time, I don't know what to tell you.
You need to find some good times.
Right. You need to get it together. But anyways, just because I'm leaving the studio does not mean we cannot keep in touch. Social media, I'm everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, @DateIsOver. Facebook, you know, This Date Is Over. And also, email me. info@thisdateisover.com. info@thisdateisover.com is the website. And also, I say the website, Lord, the email address. I forgot to tell you guys that I am raising funds for the Alzheimer's Association. I lost my grandmother and my great aunt due to Alzheimer's disease. So any amount that you can spare is greatly appreciated. You know, $5, $10, $1, $200, $1,000, yeah. Whatever you can spare is greatly appreciated. So I will definitely be posting the link very soon on my Facebook page and on thisdateisover.com. So check it out. Make a donation.
Absolutely.
I greatly appreciate it. I'm trying to raise 500 buckaroos for Alzheimer's care and research.
You definitely should be able to do that.
Yes. Yeah, so please do. So thank you guys once again for tuning in. Have a great rest of the week and join us next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com for soulful music, news, and talk. Online radio.
Goodbye.
Good night.